does it need the delimitation exercise for there to be an increment in the allocation of CDF and other resources? Because, I mean, from the time the UPND formed office, they came and found CDF at, 1.6 million. Today we're talking about, 40 million. And all this happened without delimitation.
So that's
the argument of those who disagree with that. Or do you need delimitation to increase the resource allocation? That has been their argument this whole time. So there have been different dynamics. But some members of parliament even agree themselves. They're like, okay, you know what, let's do this. And even how it will be divided will be interesting. What names are they going to give? Is it going to be like Shanshan North, South, or this, West, East? Or they're going to give them like completely different names, you know?
Maybe that might help. Like if you like cut it down and you will know. I am in under Munali. I'm under Chongwe. I'm under
Munali South. So Munali.
Yes. So maybe that might help. Chanda says in Ndola all constituencies must be delimited. Can you believe Ndola Central ends just a few kilometers before Kitwe?
Brenda says Chirabombwe, Kapiri, Kasempa, Chongwe, Mumbwa, Chisamba all need to be divided. Well, the Electoral Commission of Zambia says they will engage relevant stakeholders thoroughly during this process.
They will definitely continue.
So that is yet to be seen, and we hope that it will be very thorough in terms of the engagement. But you know, people are. There'll be people who complain saying, no, us, we didn't know, we didn't hear anything about this.
Mm-hmm. And that's why the commission has come to you and said they'll continue to inform and engage all stakeholders throughout the process and provide timely updates so that people don't come and say, we didn't know.
Because even the registration of voters would play even adverts here. But people call on the same
people
station and
love
say,
last
no, we
minute.
Didn't know anything.
Last minute.
So all the best to the ECZ. All the best to them. All right, let's get into the news at 8 with Paddy Rando.
The news headlines were brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia. The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
The back-to-school season is upon us. We know it can be stressful. That's why Absa Bank and Book World are teaming up to lighten up the load. Start the new term with a win. Spend 250 kwacha or more on an Absa POS with any credit card, debit card, or mobile money wallet, and spin to win essential school supplies from books to stationery to backpacks or calculators. Book World has got it all, and the best part, at the lowest prices. Visit your nearest Book World store countrywide. Book World, where education is our priority. Terms and conditions apply. Absa, your story. Story matters.
Good morning. The headlines. Commerce Minister urges retailers and importers to pass on kwacha gains to consumers. Tonse Alliance rules out return of PF faction. And in global news, Trump announces 25% tariff on countries doing business with Iran. With the main news at 8 on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. Commerce, Trade and Industry Minister Chipoka Mulenga has called on retailers and importers to pass on the benefits of the kwacha's appreciation to consumers. Speaking to Phoenix News in an interview, Mr. Mulenga has questioned when retailers and importers would reduce prices of basic commodities given the sustained appreciation of the local currency. He notes that the kwacha started appreciating around March last year, yet commodity prices have remained high despite the continued strengthening of the local currency. The minister has emphasized that the current appreciation is real and not artificial, and is therefore urging retailers and importers to adjust commodity prices downwards. Mr. Mulenga has, however, thanked manufacturers, the Poultry Association of Zambia, and Zambeef, among others, for leading the way in reducing commodity prices, and expects other businesses to follow suit so that consumers benefit from the kwacha gains.
We should have started party on this benefit. I want to thank like the Poultry Association of Zambia, Zambia, pharmaceuticals like Amanova, and others that have gone on to pass on the benefit of the government by reducing prices. But now the government has gone on to do more. Well, now the prices of things must come down. The prices of bread have come down because the wheat that we produce is not enough, so we import more wheat. Like, we've seen the cooking oil has come down. Cooking oil used to be 350 bucks. It's now 260, which is good. But, yeah, but we need to see it coming down further because now the cost of importing raw materials has come down further. So it is incumbent now on every retailer, every importer to pass on the benefit that the government has done to them.
Tonse Alliance Interim Chairperson, Dr. Danny Pule, has ruled out the return of the Patriotic Front PF faction to the alliance if the former ruling party resolves, even if the former ruling party resolves its leadership wrangles. Dr. Pule states that the legitimate PF, headed by Mr. Robert Chavinga, cannot associate itself with the alliance, adding that the PF faction recognized by courts and represented in parliament is Mr. Chavinga's and is not part of the Tonse Alliance. In an interview with Phoenix News, Dr. Pule has noted that the expelled group lacks legal standing, making its return unlikely and unnecessary. He revealed that the PF faction in the alliance had plans to wait until April to elect its presidential leader, which nearly crippled the alliance preparations for the 2026 general elections. He explains that the delay was untenable at a time when rival political parties have already unveiled their candidates. Dr. Pule has assured the public that the alliance remains intact, focused, and ready for the 2026 general elections and will not collapse despite internal turmoil.
They don't need to come as a PF party. First of all, the only PF party that is in the country is the Chavinga party. Okay? So they have their differences and then they have the legal battles. I believe that the Chavinga group, that has the legal documents, I believe, from what which is even represented in parliament, the other group is not. It's unlikely to come to Tonse Alliance because that is the legal PF. But this other faction group is a further complete. There's nothing else that can be done. For us, we want to move forward and we are moving forward without them.
Three candidates contesting in the Chawama parliamentary by-elections have expressed confidence of scooping the seat. Speaking in an interview with Phoenix News, new Congress Party candidate Mohamed Mutete says he will win the by-election because of various developmental projects that he delivered in the area while serving as Constituency Development Fund CDF chairperson. Mr. Mutete, who also served as Chawama Ward 4 councillor, explained that residents in the area already know his capabilities.
I'm very much confident that I'll scoop this seat, looking at the experience that I have in this constituency and the works that I have done, how much I've contributed to the constituency when I was the CDF chairman and when I was a councillor. And you should know that I resigned just a few days ago as a CDF chairperson, you know, pretending on the developmental programs that are even running right now. And even in the absence of the member of parliament, about 2 years I've been supervising the councillors, initiating programs and projects for the constituents. So all these developmental programs that you see around here, on record, my name is there.
And Ntazana Musukuma of the Leadership Movement says he will win the election, stating that his local roots and understanding of residents' needs make him a strong contender. Meanwhile, George Mumbi, an independent candidate but sponsored by the Movement for Good Governance, also expressed confidence, citing overwhelming support from the ground and his understanding of local challenges.
So I've grown up in Chawama constituency, and you know, the only person who can help this constituency is someone who has grown up from here, who understands the challenges affecting our people, and they understand those challenges. And we have been interacting with our people, engaging our people. Even before this by-election was declared by ECZ, we have actually been engaging our people. And so we are very confident because what we are receiving from on the ground so far is encouraging. We are actually receiving overwhelming support from our people.
The by-election, scheduled for the 15th of January 2026, has attracted 9 candidates, including Bright Nondwe of the Forum for Democracy and Development, Davison Mulenga of Citizens First, James Peary of the National Democratic Congress,